The Russian Federation fights not only with missiles, artillery, propaganda, information and psychological operations, but also with its passports. This was stated by Deputy Minister of Defense SE of Ukraine Hanna Malir. This is a targeted, well-designed, large-scale campaign that they implemented even before 2014 as one of the elements of preparation for war. Now they use passportization to strengthen their criminal regime in the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine, Malir said. A young sad woman with the flag of Ukraine in her hands, the concept of war in Ukraine. She emphasized that the enemy acts in two ways. Encourage, prompting Ukrainian citizens in the temporarily occupied territories to take the initiative and get a passport, intimidate, threaten with reprisals, and physically forced to get a Russian passport. At the same time, the Russian authorities conceal the following information. A Russian passport received legalizes the violent actions of the Russian Federation against a citizen, since in some cases such violence is permitted by law in the Russian Federation. Yes, this is a violation of the norms of international law, but the presence of a Russian passport de facto deprives Ukraine and the international community of the possibility of effective assistance. Russian authorities issue passports not to protect people or save lives. Russian authorities seek to protect themselves and make repression against Ukrainians legal. In addition, the enemy uses a Russian passport for forced mobilization of the Ukrainians into the ranks of the enemy army. Use of passport data in falsifying the results of the so-called elections in the temporarily occupied territories. Natalia Tolub.